I want to make sure, too, that I thank our fans. What a night it was. What a memory. For the players, for the alumni, for the coaching staff. This environment was so special. It was exciting to play in this game. They break the puck out so well, and they support the puck extremely well, and their forwards are good on the wall. So it's a combination of their, and again, their short little passes, and we call them little bump plays or little dink plays, and they do a good job of supporting the puck, at keeping the puck going north. And we were one step behind, Jared. We were one step behind on the forecheck. And that's a testament to, again, how Michigan Tech broke the puck out, and again, how good their wingers were on the wall. Yeah, I mean, it was a good goal. I mean, we just funneled the puck, and that's what you noticed it today. There was a lot of shots from the corner. We just tried to manufacture some offense. We call them funnels, and that's what it was. It was just a funnel from Austin Juppie, and it happened just to go right on Casper's stick, and I think it probably surprised Pietila. But no, they played a good game. They played a really good game. I mean, that's a good line they were up against, and we probably had them matched against, Pietila, Mosley, and Gordon, probably 60-70% of the faceoffs. And you know, but there's sometimes too, you got to maintain your rhythm, and other lines are, you know, we're against those guys. But I thought they did a great job. It's called desperation, Jared. We're down 2-1, and you got to find it. You just got to find juice. You have to. And we did, and we had opportunities. And but Michigan Tech, they weathered a few storms, and then they managed the puck. And it just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, they played fast. They were all over us. You could tell they were in attack mode the whole game, right from puck drop. They put a lot of pressure on the defensive core. They came down the walls hard. They were out there competing. Congrats to them on winning the game. Yeah, I mean, super proud. I just told those guys in the locker room, it's been a pleasure being their captain. This program, it means so much to me. It's been a hell of 5 years. This group, especially, was really special. Obviously, it was a rocky start to the year. We didn't find our game until the second half. But it was a buy-in from all 27 guys. And I just told them that, you know, we will, even though we didn't win the championship tonight, we will walk together forever, because we won that McNaughton Cup, and we are champions.
It doesn't take long to be with him to realize this guy's a rock star. And he's a great leader. He's a great competitor. He's an unbelievable human being. And it stinks for him. I mean, you know, and he came back a fifth year because for a multitude of different reasons, but he believes in the program, and he's a Beaver, and he's a special guy. And